that?
I think it's a message for my father.
Why would my key fit into your father's machine?
This is a treacherous place, do you understand? Watch your step.
We could get into trouble.
That's how you know it's an adventure.
Once upon a time, I met a boy named Hugo Cabret. He searched to find a secret message.
I need to know what this means.
And how that message lit his way. All the way home.
Okay, here's the deal. Martin Scorsese dips his toes into 3D technology with his new film Hugo, based on the Caldecott-winning book about a boy uncovering the past of an artist. Billed as a kid's movie, it's not quite what you'd expect. The story is a slow burn and it offers more emotional introspective than action, but it's still beautifully made. From the set design to the brilliant use of the 3D medium to offer true depth and story and imagery, Hugo offers a touching tale about family, regret, and hope. The movie exists entirely in reality, but its visionary direction makes us believe it is a true fantasy. Unlike any other movie you'll see this year, Hugo is one of the few 2011 releases that calls to be seen on the big screen. If you don't catch it in the theatrical run, you're really missing out. Hugo gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.